Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
In the years following the return of Mary and Joseph to Nazareth, the boy Jesus grew up normally, and sisters and brothers were added to the family. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents took him to Jerusalem for the annual celebration of the Feast of Passover. This was a trip on foot of about 3 days. For company and protection along the way, groups of people travelled together. At times, the people sang some songs of the Psalms to prepare themselves for the solemn services ahead. The Feast of Passover holds great importance among the religious feasts of the world. Passover is the oldest continually observed feast in existence today and started around 3,500 years ago. It came about from the following records in the Bible. A great famine in the lands east of the Mediterranean Sea caused Abraham's grandson Jacob to take his whole family of 70 people to live in Egypt. God had provided a warning of this severe drought by giving the Pharaoh of Egypt at the time a strange dream. The Pharaoh couldn't understand the dream, and neither could his advisers. Pharaoh's chief butler then remembered that while he'd been in prison 2 years before, another prisoner named Joseph had given the correct meaning of a dream that the butler had had. He would be restored to his job serving Pharaoh. This dream is recorded in Genesis chapters 40 and 41. Joseph was summoned before Pharaoh to explain the meaning of his dream. Joseph, who was the son of Jacob, was put in charge of storing all the crops from 7 years of good harvest so that all the people could eat during the following 7 years of famine. Hundreds of years passed after this event, and the children of Israel, or descendants of Jacob, grew in number to such an extent that the Egyptian people started to fear them. A new pharaoh from a new dynasty came to the throne. He didn't know the good work of Joseph and set about to control the Israelites by making them Egyptian slaves. The people cried out to God to save them from this hard work and their cruel Egyptian taskmasters. God heard the people's cries. After living more than 400 years in Egypt, God sent Moses and Aaron to bring out all the children of Israel so that they could worship God in a new country. By then, the people had grown to number between 1 and 2 million. But Pharaoh wasn't about to let all these slave workers leave his massive building projects. He refused to let them go, despite warnings from Moses and Aaron. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he wouldn't listen. God then sent 10 plagues on the Egyptian people and their gods. The last plague became the foundation of the Passover feast. Moses instructed all the Israelite people to select a perfect male lamb from the flock for each family. They were to keep it in the family for 4 days. By the end of this time, it was a family pet and meant something personally to them. On the afternoon of the 4th day, the people were to come together and kill their lamb. To them, this was upsetting and it showed a costly nature of sacrifice. The people were to paint the lamb's blood on the doorposts of their houses as a public sign of their faith in the Lord. The lamb's blood had become their substitute, making it possible for the Lord's angel of judgment to pass over them while the angel came that night. The angel of the Lord passed over the nation of Egypt, killing all the firstborn male children and animals of the Egyptians. But in the homes of the Israelites, no one died, because the angel of the Lord saw the blood of the lamb. The Egyptians were terribly upset, and they sent the Israelites away from Egypt that very night. 1 year later, after the children of Israel had left Egypt, they celebrated the angel's Passover night in the Sinai wilderness to remind them of the sacrifice of the lamb which saved them from God's hand of death. At the present time, more Jewish people keep Passover than any of the other Jewish holy days.
The journey from Galilee took several days. The travelers united in large companies for companionship and protection. All along the way were spots memorable in the history of Israel. And as the towers of Jerusalem came into view, every voice joined in the triumphant strain.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces.
Joseph and Mary and Jesus made their way, along with great crowds of people, to the court of the temple, where stood the altar of burnt offerings. Jesus witnessed for the first time the white-robed priests performing their solemn ministry.
O Lord, God of Moses and Jacob, as thou hast commanded, so do we this 14th day of the second month. We keep thy appointed Passover. At even we shall keep it according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof shall we keep it.
Jesus beheld the bleeding lamb upon the altar of sacrifice. With the worshippers, he bowed in prayer, while a cloud of incense ascended before God.
Forgive, O Lord, the sins of thy people. Forgive, O Lord, the sins of thy people. Accept our offering, O Lord, and give unto us peace and blessings.
Accept our offering, O Lord, and give unto us peace and blessings.
Day after day, Jesus witnessed the impressive rites of the services. Day by day, he saw their meaning more clearly. Each act seemed to be bound up with his own life.
Jesus was probably 12 and a half years old when he went to Jerusalem for his first Passover. These days, when a Jewish boy has his 13th birthday, he is considered an adult in the Jewish community. This means that he is seen as responsible for his own behavior, and he can read from the sacred scriptures and lead the congregation in prayer during services. Under Jewish law, children are not obliged to observe the commandments. However, they are encouraged to do so as much as possible to learn the obligations that they will have as adults. At the age of 13 for boys and 12 for girls, Jewish young people became obligated to observe the scriptural commandments. No ceremony is needed to confer these rights and obligations. However, in the last century, this coming-of-age status has often been celebrated with a lavish ceremony. The Passover is celebrated as a holy day for Jewish people in March or April each year. This feast was followed immediately by the seven-day feast of unleavened bread. In modern times, however, the two feasts have been blended together and are now just called the Passover. To remember this miraculous deliverance, the month when it was held becomes the first month of the Jewish religious calendar. The civic new year starts on the Feast of Trumpets and celebrated from mid-September to early October. In Jesus' time, for the Passover service and meal, God required three different foods to be served. The lamb, which depicted innocence. It was to be roasted with fire, portraying the judgment that would befall it instead of the firstborn. The unleavened bread was to be eaten to symbolize the purity of the sacrifice, since leaven or yeast, with its souring flavor, was often a symbol of sin. And thirdly, bitter herbs were to be eaten as a reminder of the suffering of the lamb. In recent years, groups of animal activists have been trying to stop the slaughter of animals for religious purposes. The whole world groans under the burden of sin and its consequences, and everything and everyone suffers to some extent. We live in a fallen world. The first command God gave to Moses was for all people to worship him and him alone. We're not to worship the created sun, moon, or earth. Some people place overemphasis on caring for the environment and animals and forget about the God who made them. This is a serious mistake. God doesn't want animals to be treated cruelly, but to place animals as more important than God leaves people without the understanding that being acceptable to God is more important than anything else. The Bible says Jesus was the sacrificial lamb of the world, and by trusting this message, our sins don't need the shedding of blood through the animal sacrifices anymore. The city of Jerusalem has a long history. Christians and tourists from all over the world go there to see where the different events listed in the Bible took place. The whole region has attracted many archaeological digs to find artifacts from past civilizations. Some places even claim fame because Jesus did a miracle there. There was only one Passover when the Lord passed through the land of Egypt in judgment. Ever since then, the Passover is a memorial to commemorate that preparation for leaving Egypt. How the Passover is observed has changed over the years. When the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70 and the people scattered, new ways of remembering Passover were brought in. Without the temple, there could be no more sacrifices. So the Passover was observed without a lamb. In modern times, in preparation for the Passover, there is a thorough spring clean of each house to rid it of all leavened bread and related products. Everyday dinnerware is replaced with the finest crockery and dishes. The Passover service itself is usually quite lengthy, as the Passover story unfolds through many prayers, songs, and narrative readings, and the eating of symbolic foods. All this may take until midnight or longer before tired family members can wander off to bed. Why did God command the children of Israel to remember the Passover forever, as listed in Exodus chapter 12? Ultimately, Passover foreshadowed the Jewish Messiah as the true Passover lamb. Isaiah spoke of Messiah as the Passover lamb in chapter 53. The Messiah would be like an innocent, pure lamb upon whom the judgment of God would fall in place of his people. He would be the one who, with great suffering and death, would shed his blood to provide the great deliverance from sin. In John's Gospel chapter 1 it says, "The next day John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" The day after this event, John again testified that Jesus was the Lamb of God. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 said, "Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." And what does this mean for Gentiles or non-Jewish people? All people who love the Lord Jesus are united together in worshipping him as the ultimate sacrifice for sin. On the night before he was crucified, Jesus instituted a new way of remembering him as the Passover lamb. He took the symbols of bread and wine, saying they represented his body and blood. Only those who had accepted Jesus as their savior from sin were allowed to eat these symbols. This ceremony publicly declares the Lord's death until he returns to this world. Only one Passover question remains. Is the Lord Jesus your Passover lamb? Have you placed your trust in the Messiah and his sacrifice for you as your only hope of heaven? Jesus' blood guards believers from the anger of God's judgment against sin and further eternal torment in hell. Each person alive needs to decide for him or herself concerning the Lamb of God. There is no deliverance from sin without the Lamb of God, precious Jesus. May we take to heart Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you don't have a Bible, but you have a smartphone, you can download a free copy of the Bible onto your phone. Ask someone for help if you don't know how to find a Bible app. But be aware though, there are nearly 40 English Bible translations available, and caution is recommended in reading some of these. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, and the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus.